Steve, your thoughts on that win tonight?
Well, it was hard fought, wasn't it? The pitch was never conducive to good football. It was, you can see, it's not the best in the league. But you have to come here and you have to work hard. And the goalkeeper made two or three saves at important times for us. And you know, at the same time, we scored three, could have scored six or seven. So, but too much end to end for me. You know, when we were 2-0 up. And but I think over a piece, I must be delighted. It's a hard place to come.
They really had to chip in, especially in that first half, didn't they? They really had to put their bodies on the line for a lot of shots there.
Yeah, we didn't play well first half. You know, I thought Andy Warrington, Claude Davis and Johnny Mullins were immense in the first half. And the big man came in for a lot of stickers, as Woggy has recently. But I thought they three were immense. And I don't think they had much to do in the second half. I think Warrington had one save. But they were unfortunate with the penalty. I look at the DVD, the lads are saying it's not. I don't even think the Torquay boys claim for it. But anyway, we had a great reaction, Courtney. Piece of magic. And gives Keir Tappan. But yeah, it was a good win for us.
Was it almost relief coming in at half time, still 0-0 after so many shots towards the end of that half?
Well, no, because if Andy Warrington had let any of them in, I'd be as well getting a goalie's jersey out, wouldn't I? Because although they look great saves, they're right at him. They're inches above his head. He should be saving them. And he said that at half time, to be fair. I love Andy Warrington. He's an honest guy. He knows when he makes mistakes. We don't need to tell. We do tell him, but we don't need to. But I just said to him at the end, he made a very important save at 2-0. We'd just gone 2-0 up, and he has a great block with his leg. And that's what Andy's capable of. But he's a fantastic professional. But I was pleased with our players all round tonight. I think we put in a real shift. And as I said, it's a tough place to come, especially on the back of the loss on Saturday. It makes it even tougher.
How key was the timing as well of that Lee Frecklington goal just after half-time, only about a minute after the break as well?
Well, it gives you confidence, doesn't it? You know, we spoke to the players and more I said, you know, I thought we opened the game brightly for 15 minutes and then for half an hour we've not really played and we sat off them almost waiting for something to happen as opposed to making it happen. And I think the difference is, I know the goalkeeper fumbles it in, but we've had a great passage of play and Frecklington sends two players to the scene back, didn't he, with his little dummy and shape and turned inside and, you know, so he deserved a bit of a goal for that piece of skill. But, yeah, I'm just pleased. I'm pleased for the players. You know, we get criticised heavily because the expectation at the club's very high and we have to take that. But, you know, that win is for, I don't know how many we brought down here the night, 100, 200 people.
92 tonight.
92. To come 5 or 6 hours, whatever it take them, is... And it's days off work, and like us now, we'll be on the coach getting back in the middle of the night, but it's our jobs, and these guys paid to. That's for the people that's travelled. It's an incredible effort to come here on a Tuesday night.
What about your two strikers who score tonight as well? Because they haven't got many this season, have they, Alex Revel and Kayode Odejai? They do a lot of work elsewhere, of course, but how pleased are you to see them both on the score sheet?
Yeah, of course, I don't care who scores, to be honest, but you are pleased when your strikers score. But, you know, the reason for the change tonight was we just thought that a lot of players, one or two of the changes, was a lot of players put a lot of effort in on Saturday. You know, we dominated the bottom in the second half. I've had a look at the DVD, and we did that with 10 men, and what that takes out you is quite extraordinary. So we come down yesterday, and we played Sandcastles on the beach, and we got the beach balls out, and, you know, my 25 and 30-year-old players suddenly were 2-3 again. But the spirit is good. We told them we're going to keep the spirits like that. But this is nothing other than just a win on the road, and we need to back that up. And we've got a big derby on Saturday, and I've just said to the players we need to refuel properly on the way home and get plenty of fluid down them in terms of water and some carbohydrates as we travel. And they'll be back very late, but we'll look after them tomorrow.
Was that team building yesterday because you felt sort of it was needed? Was that the aim of yesterday?
Well, we came down yesterday morning and we just felt that we wanted to come away from it. You know, no one gets a miss from the criticism. If I get criticised, the players feel it. If my players get criticised, I'm always wanting to take it in front of them. And the spirit and the tenacity and the spirit within our camp has been incredible, despite what we've had in recent weeks. Some of it very deserved. You know, if we go out and play as we did in a couple of games, then you expect the criticism to come, and quite rightfully so. And, you know, I can only relate to me being a Celtic fan, and I'd be the first to be as critical. So, but we know what the expectations are. But that's for the 92 people that travelled. And it's for my chairman. You know, we've been desperate to have a glass of red for a couple of weeks now. And I missed him in the Northampton game. And the same, I got upstairs, he'd finished the bottle. So that's for you, chairman.
They had to do it through adversity today, in that obviously you were missing Michael O'Connor and David Noble. So making five changes again, I'm sure you didn't want to make that many again, but they all had to come in and play as a team straight away, didn't they?
No, and I mean, Les Payne will tell you from the Sheffield Star that, speaking before the game, and whether we'd win or lost, I would have said the same thing, that it was, some of the changes were enforced, you're right, with Michael and with David both being suspended, but the other changes were made just to freshen the team up, not in terms of performance as a button, we just have to freshen the legs up. We came down this morning to have a look at the pitch, and it's even dried up a bit from what it was this morning. And, you know, we could have had a game of sandcastles on that, couldn't we? But so we'd done that with a purpose. And listen, I'm the first to accept that the criticism would have been heavy if we'd have come here and not put in a solid away performance and not got 3 points. But the reality is that we did, and it's going to be the squad that gets us in there competing.
Was that a Claude Davis standard that you expect, and that's what you brought him for?
Listen, I think the big man, he had the odd slash out the park. That's Claude. Nobody said he was great with the ball at his feet, but nobody won more headers than him tonight. No one put more blocks in. He must have had 3 goal line blocks in the first half, 3 across the face of the goal. He gets his body in the way. And I know what he can do. And in time, our supporters will love him, as they love Craig Morgan and as they love Johnny Mullins. We need defenders that defend with a heart and with spirit and pride. And Claude certainly does that. And you can see the 92 supporters over here tonight showed him what they thought of him.
Away from tonight, there are some rumours doing the rounds once again about Ashley Grimes from Rochdale, about your interest. Is that made up? What about that, Steve?
There'll always be speculation with Rotherham United, won't there? You know, are we trying to maybe get someone in? Yes, we are. You know, are we talking to Ashley Grimes? I've never spoken to the boy in my life.
Have you spoken to Rochdale?
Well, we're speaking to a couple of clubs at the minute. You know, the chairman is always very, very supportive. But, you know, we have a responsibility also to bring in players that we think can make us better. And, you know, and we've never hidden before that we try to do something with young Ashley before the window.
A player of that ilk as well, you think that would really supplement the squad in that beneficial way?
Well, I think it's taken to now for people to realise how light our squad is. People think, I mean, we've not got the squads of the Cheltenhams, of the South Ends, of the Bradfords, the Gillinghams, I could name them all. We've not got their size of squad, but we've got a lot of quality within our squad, and my chairman's got a lot of saying, and I know he'll be listening to this. We can add players every day of the week, but we need to add the right players, and the right players first and foremost have to have the football ability that we're looking for. And then when we go and ask the questions, we need to make sure they're coming into your dressing room, which is a great dressing room, contrary to what people said the last few weeks, but coming into your dressing room and keep that spirit going within the dressing room and keep the focus on and just trying to win some football matches, and that's what we've done tonight.
If you are talking to a number of clubs about a number of players, are you looking to do that quite soon? Are you in, not a desperate stage, but trying to do things as quick as possible?
Well, we're not desperate. You know, when you look tonight and we've got Keogh Dj and, you know, Jordan Slow on your bench, it would be very, very not worthy of me to say I'm desperate to get someone in. But if we can do a little bit of business, then I'm sure my chairman will look at it, as he always does. But he'd be the first to say, you know, why are we making it? Why are we signing him? You know, where are we going to look to play him? How many games is he likely to get? All the stuff that football managers get asked. And you have to be able to sit there and say it. Not all signings do you make are made to play every 90 minutes. And not all the signings you made are played to be regulars. But we might just need to supplement the squad. Is it 17 games to go? 18 games. So we need to supplement it. But we're certainly not desperate.
And finally, Chesterfield on Saturday. It's a huge game after a huge game, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a derby. It's the fans from both clubs. You know, Chesterfield's fans are not. Let me say, Chesterfield's a great club, great support. But the Millers are quite exceptional, aren't they? And we know that our supporters will turn up. We know our supporters will be loud and proud. And I just said to the players in there, the one thing that we must make sure is that we're fresh and ready for Saturday. You know, because Chesterfield turn up, and it's cup final at the New York Stadium for the minute. And we know that. But it's not just them. It's every team that comes, because we do play in a mini Emirates. And I think that's been said by many managers.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Just on behalf of everyone at Rotherham United, we'd like to wish the Sheffield Star reporter Les Payne congratulations for becoming a granddad. And he's looked like a granddad for many years, but it now bestowed on him. So wishing his young grandchild and his daughter and a partner every success.